Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Kabelo, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, it's ma'am.
Oh, ma'am, Kabelo, I thought it's a male. How you doing, KB?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Very well, thank you. I hope you've had a fantastic weekend and a day.
Not too bad, not too bad. And yourself?
No, not too shabby at all, actually. Not too shabby at all. Now, Kabelo, we're talking about, the effects of teacher diversity on student outcomes. And as classrooms become more diverse, questions about, the racial, ethnic, and gender makeup of teaching workforce have become prominent. And in today's conversation, we will explore, together with you, the effects of teacher diversity on student outcomes. And so you're going to be helping us from Unique Fundi to share your perspective on this subject. Now, what are some of the reasons for the lack of diversity in your view?
The reasons for the lack of diversity, I think, is just exposure.
Mm.
Like, people are not exposed to, talent from other people of different maybe ethnic groups or something like that.
Okay.
And the stereotype also is quite a downside to these kind of things, because I've also come to realize that as a South African, having to be to mingle a lot with this the Zimbabweans and other people from other countries, it actually exposes you to actually get to learn that actually that's people that maybe may not have been afforded the same opportunities as us, but they are very good,
Well.
But being open-minded will help us to actually bridge that gap, to understand and get to be able to gel the qualities of people together.
That's actually quite nice, because not only among Africans in terms of people coming from a diverse parts of the world or the country or even the continent, but also we see some racial disparities in some of the schools, especially in private institutions, where you find that perhaps a great majority, 90-95% of the teachers there would be of a particular race, eh?
True that. And I will speak from the opposite side. If maybe you were referring it to maybe the multiracial, like your modern schools in this day and age, would have like 90% of the teachers are white. But I'm coming from with a background of growing up being in a village. I never had a white teacher growing up in a village, and then we were taught like English in Sepedi. When you teaching English in the language that is more common to the children, it's not really there's not much training. Yes, you can interject.
No, I was saying just pretty much like me as well, because I learned English in Isixhosa.
Yeah, you see what I mean. Yeah. When they ask you, what is a verb? And like, yeah, ma'am, what is that? A verb is a doing word. You guys, when you're doing something, it's called a verb in English.
I mean?
And that time, it's an English subject. You're supposed to be learning English. And now when you go back to the book, and now you are supposed to read and transfer whatever that you've learned, it was taught to you in English, so in Sepedi. So it doesn't really help much, because now you are just too exposed to your own language, whereas you should be learning the other language, the language of focus at the time. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, what are some of the outcomes of having a diverse team of staff and teachers on student outcomes?
It exposes you to different cultures. You get to learn more about other cultures other than that of your own. If I can, even religious groups, when we talk about diversity, obviously we're speaking about more, so on a broader sense, like religion, race, and gender, and all those kind of things. You know what I mean? So I for one, when I came to Joburg in 2024, only then I actually learned that there's Muslim, there's Hindu, there's Baha'i, and all these kind of things. And these kind of things that I was never exposed to, because all I knew was Christian. I mean, like, we were all ZCC Christian people in my class, in my school, probably, at the time. So it exposes you to more than that. Not only that, but, it exposes you to even, a deeper understanding of human nature, human culture, human background, you know, and it helps you not to be too stereotypical when you get to encounter other people with certain differences from that of your own or that which you are familiar with.
You know,
Yeah,
I
so.
actually you're taking me back, man, to, you know, my days as a learner. I must have been grade, or not grades actually, standard. I think I must have been doing about standard 5, standard 6, thereabout. And there was a teacher from Ghana, you know, and first time I actually saw a person who was not Xhosa, who was actually black. And he was a maths teacher, by the way. I think it was Coffee, teacher Coffee. And man, was he good in maths. Because if because we're in townships. Now, if we could not get if they could not get a teacher who comes from a local area who could teach maths, I suppose, but then they did well by getting him, because then it helped actually increase the level of understanding in mathematics of our grade, of our standards. I think standard 6 and standard 7 at the time. Now, would you say that diversity that you're talking about would impact positively on the actual outcomes, on the results at the end of the year?
Yep. No, sorry, I didn't get that question clearly. You said, would I say the diversity would? I didn't get the completion of the
Would
question.
have a positive impact on the actual results at the end of the year.
Definitely. I think that would be very good for students as well. Also because honestly speaking too, like I always say, teaching is not a it's not something that you can just qualify for and you do a job for. It's like a calling. So you can understand the subject, you can know how to do stuff, but sometimes it's not easy to transfer the knowledge to another person. So in that way, when we broaden our sort of spectrum of selection to that length of diversity, it allows us to actually do get people that are, you know, called for those kind of positions and those kind of like to do those kind of jobs, you know what I mean? Because if we're just going to say, okay, the selection criteria for our school, we just want South African people, so we're just going to get only people that are qualified for that job, but we're not opening up for people that are more passionate about certain subjects. Yeah, so that is it will have a great impact on the performance of the students and also the image of the school.
That's good, actually. Just that's good. And well, what other areas? Because I'm actually imagining, as I'm thinking, the back in the year, man, you are taking me back when I got here. You know, you're taking me back years, man. Because we thought Ghana, we didn't even know what where Ghana was, even where, you know, the country Ghana. Because all we knew was that there's you know, the Eastern Cape where we came from, which was not even called Eastern Cape at the time. Then we've had to stretch our minds to try and imagine where could this place be, because clearly this person speaks differently from us. So I think it also helps us to imagine a different world, although we had not been there. And to this day, I've never been to Ghana, but I've from that age imagined how must it be like to be a person coming from Ghana. How far could this place be, etc., etc. But it also created in an a lifelong interest, because I've now you know, ever since become interested in names of people from Ghana, because apparently people's names there are named according to the day they were born. So you see that rich culture that is brought onto the table, and learners are actually exposed to. Do you find that it's the case in these days?
Well, I think, you know, just that exposure alone should open people up to travel, because if you've allowed yourself to explore other countries and other cultures, especially in their own countries, you would able to have to be able to have a better view of their life, their upbringing, their history. Because like if you've been to Rwanda and you get to understand where they come from and all this kind of thing, and we are sort of maybe other than just sitting here and judging from the point of privilege, you know, South Africa, we know, you know, I know we've had a rough upbringing of apartheid and all But like wars, your natural disasters, things like that, we've been living by grace that we haven't experienced such things as that. But if you get to be able to get to go to other countries and you get to understand how people actually got up from such circumstances, that you will actually understand what it is to be. When they say like they are still surviving, but they actually went through such hardships, such disasters and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think people need to travel. I wish traveling wasn't that expensive, but because I believe everyone should just have an opportunity, should be awarded an opportunity to travel out of the country every year. A different country every year, just to learn the culture, just to learn the people. And I think it also changes you as a person, you know. Like sort of you, when you think that you had it hard and you go to another country and you get to see that, wow, really, I actually had a silver spoon in my mouth. You know what I mean? So it gives us also an opportunity to have more empathy towards people. True. I don't think I don't believe in this thing of xenophobia. If there is anything of xenophobia, you one that has been to other countries, and Africans are very, very kind. One would not impose such things as xenophobia in all those countries. If you've seen other countries and how they've treated even our people when they were in their country, you know what I mean? So history and the current situation of a country will help us to be a better people, you know.
Yeah. Now before we let you go, Gabelo, this diversity in teacher staff. Now we've got your teachers in a classroom. They're coming from different backgrounds in terms of you know, where they come from, in terms of race as well. There's a mixed race. You're Indian, black, coloured, etc., and white in the same staff complement. And you also have a mixture of genders as well, because sometimes you do find that it's predominantly female teachers, which is a large majority. And if you have got that balance between male and female teachers, and that staff complement that is a mixture, what does that do to a school?
Somehow, the first thing that's coming to my mind right now is balance. Some kind of balance. There's not too biased mentalities of people. I would think just one thing just coming into my mind right now. You somehow bring balance to. You can't have a school having only female teachers, and you know, the next thing, just for example, the next thing, there's you know, that thing of when there's the sort of a scare, a man is expected to step up, and you know, even in a home, when there's a noise outside, dad is supposed to get up and go look at it, you know. Now if you have got all teachers as female, and then who's going to do that? Besides that, this is just on a lighter note, but it's balanced, because even though you'd have a school, maybe it's a mixed sex school, and you cannot, I don't think it's right to have only same sex teachers.
It
somehow brings balance.
I remember very well, you know, man, you KB, you are taking me down memory lane now. You're getting my mind to go back way, way, way back in years. I remember I must have been doing standard 5 or 6, if I remember well. And this girl in our class suddenly was, you know, attacked by demons. I don't know how to call it in another language. You know, while I was just sitting on my fufunyan, I don't know if you understand what that is.
I understand very well.
You do understand, yeah. So she had, I don't know what you call it in English, but yeah, she had an attack, a demonic attack, where she just started standing up, and she's a girl. We are in standard 5, but a male voice came out of her, a grown male voice, started talking things. And, you know, as children, we fled out of the classroom. We ran on top of our desk, everyone wanting to save their lives, because we did not know what this phenomenon. And I'm imagining if it was an all-female school, what would have happened? And they had to call male teachers. And I remember our maths teacher, who was also our trainer, because we had karate at school, who was also a karateka, came and calmed down the situation, because she was actually powerful, that girl. She didn't use her energy, lifting up desks, lifting up chairs, throwing things up. And she managed to catch one boy and lifted that boy up, threw him outside. She had monumental energy, and a teacher, male teacher, had to come to the rescue and calm the situation down. So I concur with you that, God forbid, anything happens and it's all female school, and then you're not going to have anyone who's going to be able to manage to, from a male perspective, to contain whatever situation is there, whether it's a break-in or what have you. So, yeah, it actually helps a lot. Now, what would be your closing remarks in terms of, encouraging, teachers in their respective places? I know that we do have quite a number of teachers listening, and those who are in positions of responsibility to say, let's inculcate, that particular culture, a word of encouragement there.
That's why the thing that's just standing out, I just mentioned it to you now, like it's balance, and it's good to have a diverse society, because God forbid, we don't know where we headed as a society, because if we just group ourselves in one basket to say that no, we are black teachers and they are white teachers. Actually, there is no growth there. This diversity allows for growth and development in people. So I don't think if white people would have a better understanding of black people if they did not get to mix with them, because only when you are exposed to a people or a society, you get to learn what they are about.
Yeah.
And they would be thinking, because there's some people, certain racist families, they teach their children that, black people are thieves, black people are thugs, and all those kind of things, these bad things about them. And a child growing up knowing all those things, they will just know that. And until when they're exposed to these beautiful people, only then they will get to, my parents were actually not right. And for people to just judge from such theories, it's not good. That's why we have to have a diverse society where we dwell together and work, not only dwell together, but work together in organizations so that we can learn and grow together and, develop each other. And you point my color, point yours,
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Well, Kabelo, thank you so much for joining us. Percy Kabelo Chidi joining us, talking about, teacher diversity on student outcomes. And of course, she's coming from Unique Fundi to share these beautiful insights with us. Thank you so much, Kabelo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Fantastic.
For having me.
Thank you.
All right.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.